Good morning.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. You
Oh,
awake,
oh my.
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
I cannot believe it. I saw your email and you know when you're just like sleeping and you're like, this sleep is too good. And I shot up in bed and I was like, oh my God, I woke up at 9:08. I normally wake up at 7:45. So yeah, I was like, oh
That's
my
great.
God. Yeah, so I'm
Well, you
sorry.
must have needed it.
I could have done 8:30, but boy, nope.
No, not today. No, this is fine.
Okay, thank you. So on that, I do have the call that you sent me. Let me make sure that it's pulled up and we can play it. And then when I play it, you won't be able to hear it, but they'll be able to hear it on the
Okay, cool.
So on that, it says walk flight calls, rookery sounds, alarm calls. Do you want walk flight calls in particular?
Either the walk or the rookery, they both give the weirdness of their
Okay.
calls. They're both good.
Okay.
Just pick one. Yeah, walk's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we can get going since you're in your car and I'm sure you're busy. So we'll just get
Yeah, that sounds
started.
great. All righty.
Okay. It's time for Humboldt Baywatch here on KM Radio, but without the rules. And we've got Carol Vandermeer, professional bird nerd, on the line with us today. How you doing, Carol?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. So when I call you a bird nerd, have you always had an interest in birds or just all things outside?
I've had an interest in birds, but I'll have to confess that I wasn't truly into it until I did my first job interview in the Wayback Machine to be a naturalist. And the person interviewing me was a bird nerd, and he was testing me on my bird knowledge. And luckily, I had just taken a class and was able to identify what he had, and that was probably, one of three birds I could identify at the time. So I did with that first job as a naturalist back in Nebraska. I learned to love birds and have been doing it ever since.
Well, I appreciate it because I do feel like they're a good one for both getting out, like bird watching is good to get out into the community. You can do it solo, you can do it with a friend, you can be not very good at it to an expert at it. I feel like it's a good one to put out there to people because it gets them outside and something that they can like see and be excited about. So I appreciate
Yeah.
you sharing your love of birds here on Baywatch.
All right. Well, I sure enjoy it. And even though I'm a bird nerd and I often have binoculars, I've actually been enjoying watching birds without binoculars because you can get remarkably close if you're patient. And the birds I want to talk about today, you can get extremely close to without really disturbing them. And I was out on a walk with a good friend of mine the other morning out at our lovely Arcata Marsh, and during the winter, you can see huge numbers of black-crowned night herons roosting during the day right there along the trails. In fact, the Humboldt Bay Trail, the bicycle trail, they did some trimming, and it almost feels like you could reach out and touch them, which I don't want you to do, but they are so funny because they are in big groups. In fact, I looked up the name of a group of night herons, and it's called a siege of herons. So they have see there's a siege of herons marsh, and they are inactive during the day, so they're sleeping. So here are these really dramatic, they're about 20 inches high and about 4 inches wide, big stocky birds. Most of them have their beaks down, and they have a very distinctive black cap and white body. However, the bird nerd got fooled to an embarrassing extent. I didn't have my binoculars, but I saw this one bird that was just sitting there with the night herons, and he was streaky brown and streaky. And I thought, oh my gosh, there's a hawk sitting right there. And then moments later, he brought his head up and his long beak, and it was a 1-year-old juvenile night heron that has a very different plumage. So even the bird nerds among us can fall for a befooled. So that was kind of fun just to watch them. They in the winter you see them roosting in bigger numbers. You can see them anytime at the marsh, and a lot of people have. But they have evolved kind of a strategy for hunting at night, hence the name night heron. And what this helps accomplish is they don't compete with all those other day herons doing the day job of hunting. So they roost during the day, and you can watch them in their sleepy stupor. But at night, they take off and they go feeding. And what's really exciting when they take off, they have this otherworldly sound. And you might have heard this and not exactly known what it was. So I asked you to pull up a call. They have this kind of a quonker. Yeah, it's a weird sound. So can you play it?
I can. So I was going to ask you, it says walk flight calls, and now that I'm listening to it, I think I know why they call it walk flight call. Is it because it sounds like it's saying walk?
Yeah, or quack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, the scientific name for a black-crowned night heron, it really comes from the Greek meaning night raven. So they almost have that, you know, weird. I don't want to be impersonating ravens or night herons right now, but they have that similar raspy, weird sound. So listen for that. If you're out around the bay at twilight, they go off for the feeding, you might hear this strange sound, and it could be a black-crowned night heron.
So you said that they feed at night. Two questions. One, what are they munching on? And two, does that make them nocturnal, or are they just kind of active at night knowing that there's a better shot?
That's a great question. I would say they're more nocturnal or crepuscular, meaning active at twilight and dawn. But they're just kind of resting during the day.
Okay.
And when they go out feeding, they feed on fish and also like mussels and other, you know, maybe frogs and whatever. They're pretty opportunistic feeders, and they're interesting in that they're a kind of bird that uses a technique to called bait fishing, where they might wiggle something or their bill just to attract the fish and wait for the fish to come to them, and then chomp, just grabs them with their bill and orients them down the gullet. So, and they, you know, they often stand still. They're sort of, they look like little hunchback, you know, guys there, because they don't have a very elegant form, but kind of thick and stocky. So kind of interesting.
Yeah. Bait fishing is very cool. I love that they've, you know, picked up little tips and tricks along the way. But then, okay, will you tell me that word that you said again that means active at twilight?
Crepuscular.
Crepuscular.
Crepuscular. C-R-E, you know, starts with that. Crepuscular. Now you're going to ask me, I think U-S-C-U-L-A-R, something like that. And that a lot of animals are active, you know, right as the shift changes, you know, from day to night and early in the morning is a common term, but one you can impress your friends and family with.
Exactly. As soon as you said it, I thought house cat. As soon as everybody's winding down, the cat's winding up, you know? So crepuscular.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great one. I love when we pick up new words, and that one in particular, I feel like is accessible. The way, again, when we're talking about these birds, very accessible. They're at the marsh. I like that they're kind of napping during the day, because it means, like you said, you can kind of waltz right up to them and kind of look at them and see what they're up to. Now, you said that the juveniles are a little bit brown. Are the males and females different colored, or do they all kind of look like this beautiful navy blue, black cap, red eyes, and white on the body?
Yeah, when they're mature, the males and females are very similar. Now, I can't recall if the males are slightly larger or the females.
Right.
But during the breeding season, the males get this really long, feathery plume, and they make a hissing sound. Part of their courtship is to bow, raising this large white plume and hissy sound, and then they think that they're probably monogamous. And mate and take, they share responsibilities with the nesting.
Love that.
And so I'm always, you know, have a little fondness in my heart for those kinds of things. But, you know, it takes all different types in the natural world. So, yeah, they're pretty they're pretty cool birds. I love them, and they're so easy to see and hear. And we're just kind of lucky to have them. They're kind of odd looking hunched birds. They got these long legs, heron-like legs, and so it's a pretty fun treat.
So this, and this is going to settle kind of a personal matter for me, but I see it says heron and egrets. I know that one is always, is it that a heron is an egret or an egret is a heron?
I believe an egret is a heron, but better not quote me on that.
Luckily, this isn't.
I'm going to look that up.
Luckily, this isn't the job interview.
Birds.
Yeah. See, I was out looking at them, and my friends and I were going, oh, that one's a heron and that one's an egret. And then we went, wait, are they? And then now I can't remember. We found out which one was which. But yeah, luckily this wasn't that job interview. So it was just if you knew off the top of your head, because I know that a heron is an egret or an egret is a heron. But that's just a bit of a personal matter for me. Trying to bone up my bird.
All those white birds are egrets. Great egrets, yes. You know, cattle egrets. There's all different kinds of egrets out there. Snowy egrets.
Yes.
And they're usually the big white ones.
Mm-hmm. Which it's nice, though, to point out these, like you, these black-crowned night herons, because, again, they're easy to spot. They have such beautiful bodies and colors, and that's just a good one to get out there if you don't know much about a bird. You can go to the Arcata Marsh. They're just sitting there for you. And then maybe if it's twilight, you can see a bait fish, which is adorable. I love thinking about that.
So it's, yeah, I know. It's pretty fun.
It's nice to know about their little personal lives. And so, yeah, these are a fun one. Do we have a heron song by chance?
Boy, I looked high and low and could not find an acceptable heron tune.
Right.
So I looked at a couple different directions. There is a song by Led Zeppelin called Night Flight, which has some pretty heavy political overtones to it. And then if you want to go for the happier, I don't know. I always love Birdland is a pretty fun. Jerry Douglas does a great version of Birdland, and that's kind of a fun zippy tune to start your day.
Now, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give you a little K-Hum factoid here. Birdland is the song that we play for the weather report, because the weather report.
It's my weather report.
Exactly. We play Birdland every single day. And in another little just personal, who cares, whatever, but Spotify each year does like Spotify Wrapped. And I tend to just play Birdland from Spotify when I do my weather report. And so every single year, it says my number one top favorite song is Birdland by the weather report, because I play it each and every day. And so Spotify's like, wow, she loves Birdland.
Birdland.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to go with Birdland just because that's really funny to me. But you said there was a different version?
Jerry Douglas does a nice version.
Okay, well, we'll play a different version just to throw Spotify off a little bit, and maybe the listeners can hear a different version of that song. But good pick in that way.
I know. How can you not like Birdland?
Yeah,
it's a fun song.
Exactly, and it's a K-Hum favorite. Well, I appreciate you chatting with me today and bringing up some cool birds, and hopefully someone will feel inspired. Today is a little less rainy, so maybe today would be the day to go take a little walk along the marsh.
It would be. All right. Well, have a great day, Minj, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Thanks, Carol. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.